Welcome to Manager Tools. Should human resources do my phone screens before I interview? This cast answers these questions. Should I let HR conduct phone screening before I interview a person? How can I decide whether to have HR help with my phone screens? When should HR help me by phone screening candidates? Well, if you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Here we go.
If you're a director or HR leader and you'd like some R&R in 2019, you ought to focus on the Manager Tools R&R, results and retention. Respected professional print recently discusses the hot job market and suggests organizations may be in jeopardy of losing key talent. Do your managers know how to build relationships and communicate with their directs in such a way that they retain the right people? At our on-site effective manager training, we'll work with up to 30 managers with actionable models to provide organizational measurement. To learn more, contact us at maggie@manager-tools.com.
We've talked about this many, many times, but I don't think we've talked about it a lot on podcast. We've probably mentioned it, which certainly we've talked about phone screening, right? And,
oh gosh,
the importance of that, right? But you know, the question we often get and probably need to talk about here is human resources role. And in a lot of companies, human resources often conducts phone screens of job opening candidates. And yeah. Let's talk about it, because sometimes it's okay, but our experience is most often it's not, right? So let's talk some more about that.
So most managers generally think of the interviewing process as they get an open rec because they have a need, they post the job, they screen some resumes, conduct phone screens, and then conduct face-to-face interviews and then make an offer and so on. Sometimes HR runs the process. Generally, most managers believe that they run it almost everywhere if they have HR. Sometimes actually HR doesn't. But far too many managers, and this is in no way a negative to HR, too many managers allow HR, because of assumptions and so on, to play too big a role that the manager ought to own in screening the candidates. And the classic one is phone screening.
Of course, the manager is the one that lives with the consequences of the process forever.
So four basic points to make here. First, hiring is HR's process if you have HR, but it's your hire, guys. Okay? In almost all cases, we recommend you do the phone screening. In some cases, that means you do two phone screens. You do one and HR does one. And in rare cases, no offense to HR, trust your HR business partner to phone screen. And we'll explain what the definition is of those rare cases at the end of the show.
Good.
Okay. So first, let's lay out the whole issue with the gray area between HR and managers in the process. Because hiring, HR generally owns the hiring process. But again, it's your hire, guys. It's basically our experience that the most likely reason phone screens are conducted by HR is because kind of that's how it's done. Typically, a new manager hiring for the first time assumes a great deal about the hiring process. Probably their boss and their boss's bosses complain before about what HR will let them do and not do and so on. They assume who's in charge and who does what and what authority the manager has or doesn't have and what the manager can do or not do. Now, as an aside, it's not really the purview of this guidance, but corporate staff responsibility for processes is often assumed by managers, not just in hiring, to mean control. When in fact, when there's a corporate-wide or a division-wide process, it's more likely to mean oversight and guidance and not control of each and every step. If it were truly control of each and every step, then HR would conduct all your interviews and make your offers, right?
I've known a lot of corporate staff who have actually tried to define the process and give guidance and control each and every step, and generally doesn't work very well.
Yeah, they don't do that as much. And right now, we're recording this in early 2019, and you know the market is hot for hiring, and the idea that HR could do all of that is ludicrous. The moment you assume as a manager, well, gosh, surely I get to do the final interview and make the decision, you've already proven that there's parts of the process that you own, or that if HR lays out a process for you, you still have to action it. So new managers would be wise to not jump to the conclusion that's pretty common about what corporate staff is willing to do just because of what the process or HR or anybody else says they're, quote, in charge of, unquote. So when HR says, oh, we do that, or here are the steps, quote unquote, to a new manager, the new manager generally accepts what HR says. Most new managers assume that HR is much more powerful than they are, the manager is. And that's generally true, but it's not specifically true all the time. HR's hold over the interview process is usually not as strong as most managers assume. Before I get emails from HR, I'm not suggesting that it's not your process. I'm suggesting that you don't action every step, and so the manager has some leeway. Bottom line, your company's hiring process may be owned and authored by HR, but you, Mr. or Ms. Manager, are responsible for your hires. Now, if somebody says, wait, HR wrote the process. They briefed us on the process. They're constantly saying our process. They act as if they own it. And guys, HR did write the process. They have significant influence over the process, but that doesn't mean they can or should or do dictate everything you can and can't do. Think about it. IT writes processes for how to secure your laptop, but they don't help you secure it every day.
Yeah, nobody listens to IT, so
yeah.
Come on.
Look, you may be obliged to follow their process regarding IT security and laptops, but we bet you don't. Finance has processes for budgeting every year. They clearly own that process. But we don't know any senior manager, director, to say nothing of more senior people, who don't do things their own way when it comes to end-of-year budgeting. Okay, so look, HR provides valuable insight to the process. We need people at corporate that understand the soup to nuts, you know, alpha to omega of everything that goes into hiring. And there's a lot of stuff that managers can't do. HR takes care of administration of the process, background checks, sourcing in some cases, interview guidelines, compensation and benefits, guidance or approval, analysis, onboarding tasks, and so on. There are several parts of the process that HR really must do, and they often do it very well, and we ought to be glad they do it. But while HR owns the process, again, they don't own your hiring decision. And the closer you get to your decision, which generally means interviewing, is more about you and less about them. So whenever possible, and usually that means virtually always, guys, again, no offense to HR, you must maintain control of your interviewing and decision-making process. HR is never going to be as invested as you are in the quality of your hire. They won't be held accountable for your ability to retain the candidate. They won't be held accountable if your new hire fails to perform. One more time, in no way is this an indictment of HR. And in fact, in many cases, the HR person who says, I'll do the phone screen, means well. They want to help. And to be clear, there's plenty of great HR, and we'll talk about what that means if you've got a great HR relationship later. Don't assume you can't have a great deal, in fact, the final word, great deal of influence over whom and how you hire. Even though HR has more power than you generally, that doesn't mean they will tell you you cannot do certain specific things. So what that means is you've got to feel responsible and be willing to assert some control as the process gets closer to you expending resources and time and making a decision.
Right. And one of the first steps where that might come into play is the actual phone screen itself. And you, the manager, probably going to do the phone screen.
Yeah, in most cases, HR actually says, yeah, we have responsibility for sourcing, but then there are plenty of managers that are in unusual positions or in fairly new areas where somebody's trying to step up where HR doesn't have sourcing and they turn to you and say, hey, do you know where these people are? Because you probably would know better than I would. And I think of technical openings as being a case where HR probably doesn't have as much insight as to where those people are. And that's not a ding on HR. It's never been the expectation that HR knows where everybody is for every position. So there's clearly a gray area in the process, a gradual movement away from pure process following to greater and greater control or influence over the actions, and processes are not actions, over the actions later in the process. So in almost all cases, you need to do your own phone screen. That's our recommendation. Interviewing is the most consequential part of the hiring process. Phone screening is the start of the interviewing process. So, except in rare cases, again, we'll talk about that in a second, we recommend managers conduct their own phone screens. There are three major reasons for not having HR do your phone screens or for you doing it with them. First, false positives. Now, if you don't know, false positive is saying yes to a candidate in a phone screen. That would mean recommending they come in for a full day of interviewing when the right decision would have been to say no.
Big ugh.
Yeah, exactly. That said, right, we're in the gray area between the top of the funnel and the bottom of the funnel. And we generally are trying to eliminate people as we go through. Look, the one place you don't want a false positive is at the last step. We said it before, we'll say it again until the end of time. The only thing worse than an open position is filling it with the wrong person. HR doesn't know the details of your job or your needs or your style or the details of your team's strengths and weaknesses nearly as well as you do. HR will make more mistakes than you will in phone screening. Again, no offense intended, but I've watched HR do phone screens. I've listened to HR people talk to me about their phone screens, and most of them spend a great deal of time educating the candidate about what's going to happen or maybe answering questions about compensation and benefits. And that's not really a narrowing of the funnel. And if you've got 15 people to phone screen and HR gets rid of five because four of them were late and one they didn't like, but the other 10 were all quote fine, unquote, that's not a good use of the process. In my experience, HR and many managers too, don't get me wrong, think of phone screens as sort of a soft chat when in fact it's absolutely the start of the interviewing and the separating the wheat from the chaff process. HR probably doesn't ascribe to our approach that the purpose of an interview is to find a reason to say no. Again, in many cases, HR's phone screens are educational rather than evaluative. They're much more likely to, quote, allow, unquote, someone, quote, through, unquote, because they, quote, seem fine, unquote. But a false positive in a phone screen wastes resources. And in the MT system, it's a lot of resources for the final day of interviews. The other side of the coin, second reason, is false negatives. In a phone screen, a false negative is saying no to a candidate, not allowing them to come in for a full day of interviewing, when the right decision would have been to say yes.
Right. Not the absolute worst of things to happen in the manager tool's way of thinking about an interview.
Yes, right? Exactly. But it's wasteful when others outside of you or your team are responsible for that false negative. False negatives are also a little more frustrating when you're first starting to interview or first starting a relationship with somebody in HR. If HR is doing your phone screens, when they say no to a candidate, you lose the ability to calibrate with HR about that person's fit. And it's been my experience that if Mike is my HR person and Mike does my phone screens,
they'll be perfect.
Yeah. And I say to Mike, you know, we're talking about resumes beforehand and we go over all of them. And I say, you know, I really like this guy. And then Mike says back to me, he's my HR guy after the phone screen, yeah, I didn't really like him. Most managers are going to be like, do I have the ability to say, no, I want to bring him in? Now you've perhaps irritated your HR person. Basically, you'll never know if you would have come to a different conclusion. So as a general rule, without joint reviews in a hiring process step, all eliminated candidates deprive you and HR from calibrating. It's only yeses that help with calibration. And then lastly, learning. If you've done less than 50 interviews, and we're talking about interviews that last an hour or two, if you've done less than 50, we encourage you to take a hands-on approach in both phone screens and interviews. If you've done more than 50, you'll want your directs in some cases to be conducting phone screens so you can calibrate with them.
Yeah, good point. What about the idea of HR says they do phone screens? Okay, fine, they do phone screens, but they don't say that you can't do phone screens. And so before bringing somebody on, you know, in for a full day of interviewing, you do a second phone screen. What about that?
Yeah. So HR almost never would say, I do phone screens and you don't. Some of them do. Sometimes it's an assertion of control. Sometimes it's just a new person saying, my boss says I'm supposed to do the phone screens. How would it look if the hiring manager does phone screens as well? And so they push back, not knowing of the benefits of dual phone screens. So if your HR partner doesn't specifically say they do phone screens and you are not supposed to, then do your own. Okay. Now, we recognize this is more work for you. When you ask yourself to do more work, when you're essentially saying we're going to go for quality over speed in this case, you darn well better be doing it in a really important process. And the most important long-term effect that managers have on their organizations is the quality they're hiring. So this is one of those rare cases where we say, you know, don't slide through, you know, do the right thing, do your own phone screens. And what you can do is act as if this is completely normal.
Yeah. But dude, you said there it's a lot more work for the manager, but it's a lot less work than if you're not calibrated with your HR person, right? Them saying yes to somebody that you would have said no, and you have the person coming into your office for a day. That's where the time is lost.
The reason I wrote this cast is a few months ago, I said to somebody, yeah, I would recommend you do phone screens as well. And they said, oh, you know, that's more work. I said, okay. All I want you to do is avoid HR's false positive. Somebody comes in and you realize in 30 minutes of the first interview, that person is not good. The vast majority of managers that I talk to will not tell that candidate, your interviewing day is done. Therefore, the decisions already know, but everybody goes through the motions of conducting interviews, which generally don't have a lot of training value because word gets around this guy's no good. So they don't give a really tough but fair and friendly interview, and it's a lot of waste. So when managers say, I don't have time, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. So don't request permission. If you don't hold your HR business partner in high regard, don't let them rescreen your candidates, okay? Tell them that would be burdensome on your candidates and could affect your ability to hire. If HR doesn't insist on doing all phone screening, go ahead and do it. Say thanks, be thrilled, act as if you expected it, and get busy. Do your own phone screens. You may be talking to somebody in HR whose approach is, I only do phone screens because I have to. Most managers are happy for the help. If they're willing to do it, I'm happy to let them. There's nothing wrong with being known as the manager who pays really careful attention to hiring. So if you're a new manager and HR says they do phone screens, you're thinking, okay, that's the way it's done. No. That's not necessarily the way it's done. Notice here that our guidance is that HR has to insist on doing phone screens. The assumption we recommend you make is that you're going to do them all yourself. And only with actions from HR pushing back would you relent politely. And if HR insists on phone screening, ask for the resumes of those whom they're screening and conduct your own phone screens as well. If there's any question from a candidate, tell them, A, hiring's really important and worth extra steps. B, you're working on calibrating with HR. And C, you and HR look for different things. And actually, I would go further and sell the process to any candidate who asks, okay? Look, if you come to work here, you're going to be able to count on me only hiring in the best that we can get. That means a little more upfront work for you now. But as you know, the only thing worse than an open position is filling it with the wrong person. And if somebody says, gee, this is hard, and nobody else has asked me to do phone screens. And the problem when you go to those other companies is they won't weed out a couple of the people that should have been no's. And you're going to be sitting next to that person. And you're going to end up doing more work and more frustrated and have a team member who you don't feel strongly about. Now, this is an important moment between you and HR when you're insisting. You might assume that they're going to say no, but in my experience, they won't. If you were to ask for resumes of the ones they're phone screening, it would be exceptionally rare that HR would say you couldn't have them. And if they did share them, tell you you were forbidden from doing phone screens.
I've never seen it happen. HR is more concerned with the manager who doesn't want to do just the bare minimum in terms of, of a process for interviewing and hiring.
Yeah, and HR is making more of a generalized impression of the person as opposed to evaluating them from your specific job. Only the very best HR people would say, I know the job at least 90% as well as the manager, and so therefore I'm going to be giving them a full evaluation, even if a phone screen is not as detailed as a full day of interviews. Now look, afterwards, if there's some tension in the air about the dual screens, offer to share your thoughts with HR on who you screened. Find opportunities to complement their conclusions. Talk about why you were a yes and they were a no, or they were a yes and you were a no. After doing this a couple of times, assuming they continue offering to do phone screens for you, which is unlikely, offer to calibrate more carefully. It really would be hard for an HR person to say, no, my boss says you can't do this. I mean, politically, no, they wouldn't do it.
Well, and the great thing about once you've done this with your HR partner and you have calibrated and you guys are in sync in terms of what you think it should be and what they think, then you get to the next case which is frankly fairly rare, where you can trust your HR business partner to do the phone screen.
Yeah, but to all those HR people that get to this level, it's rare, but it is magical.
Oh, yeah.
And a tip of the hat to the HR people who know it well enough and know the manager and spend the time. And unfortunately for HR, because they've got, in a time like this, so many interviews to conduct.
They're supporting so many managers. I mean, it's tough. They've been given not enough resources, put it that way.
Yeah. So in rare cases, trust your HR business partner, whom you've worked with for a long time, to do your phone screens. And if you do that, then their phone screens are just like yours. If they say yes, you bring them in. If they say no, you don't. Because some of us are lucky enough to have outstanding HR professionals who know us and know our roles, and we trust them. When that's the case, let HR do your phone screen. Bob's your uncle. It just doesn't happen nearly as often as managers think. It should not be left to, this is HR's process, so they get to do what they want to do. Because in the end, you're going to be left with the person. Any problems that come through the hiring process are yours to sort out after they're hired. Far better to invest on the front end than pay on the back end. Because look, whomever you're going to hire is going to be your responsibility. You want as much control. You can't have complete control because it's probably HR's process. And so therefore you want to assert yourself politely and professionally and politically in a careful way and get your input into the process at phone screen, not just at final interviews. A highly trusted HR partner is priceless and they can help, but usually they won't be as good as you. And that's not a knock in HR because they're not as good as you at your job and you're not as good as HR as their job. But in the end, hiring is your decision.
Yeah, trust me, folks, if you want to assert ownership over the hiring process and you do it well, your HR manager will be a very happy person. Unless you say that, you know, a Ouija board is part of your process, then maybe not. So
now, to be fair, I also have to mention, if you're hearing this and you're an early listener, you've not listened to a lot of other casts, our guidance about hiring is unusual compared to the standard. It is the right way to do it. We've been interviewing for 30 years and I've conducted thousands, if not tens of thousands of interviews myself and have consulted on building processes for companies and so on. And nobody will argue with the idea that high quality hiring is the ultimate impact a manager has. And so the reason we're phone screening them is because we don't have time to just bring everybody in. Because when we talk about bringing everybody in, we're not talking about interviewing them for 1 hour. We're talking about a series of interviews over the course of the entire day, not just with you, but with people who they'll be peers to or perhaps a peer of yours, all with standardized interview questions and an interview results capture meeting for which we have guidance on. It's one of our Hall of Fame casts designed to be absolutely sure that if you say yes, you'll never regret it.
Yeah. And we have an interview creation tool for licensees that allows you to create those interviews.
And we have the Effective Interviewer Conference that walks you through our entire process and tells you what to do in every step and teaches you how to listen, how to probe when you ask behavioral interview questions, that teaches you how to create behavioral interview questions if you decide not to use our interview creation tool, which is available to licensees, which is a good time to say, if you're not a licensee, we think you ought to be for only $200 a year. And as well, let me make another point here at the very end of the show. Maybe not everybody has stayed with us. But folks, if you're a listener and we're not emailing you, we would like to suggest that you make sure you have an account with us. It's free. All you have to do is come to the website and you get all kinds of benefits associated with being a member of our community beyond just being a listener. And we're not the kind of people who spam you because we know what it's like to be spammed. We just want an opportunity to help you get better. The cast will always be free, the audio cast, but there's a lot more to Manager Tools behind the free cast, and we want you to benefit from it.
Cool. That was awesome, dude. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right, man. We'll talk soon.
If you've been a listener and believe our content would be a great fit in your large organization, yet realize the challenges of having over 500 managers, we may have a solution for you. Leverage your current training staff to deliver our content internally. We'll teach you how to deliver our guidance such that you can work with your managers when it's most optimal. We've created a licensing model that allows for large groups of managers to receive all of our standard trainings: effective manager, effective communicator, and effective hiring manager. To learn more, contact maggie@manager-tools.com.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. Have a great one. So long.